This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem amma ba'd. Yesterday, we commenced with the story of Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. And we mentioned that he was sent to the nation of Thamud. And he was also from amongst them. We also explained yesterday that the Thamud came after the Ad. They were cousins. And that's why the Quran refers to the Ad, the nation of Ad, as Adanil Ula, the first Ad, because the Thamud came thereafter. We also explained that if you look at the sequence of mention in the Quran, whenever Allah mentions the nation of Ad, that's the nation to whom Hud alayhi salam was sent, immediately thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions the nation of Thamud. That's the nation to whom Salih alayhi salatu wasalam was sent. And then yesterday, we also explained that their crime was similar to that of their cousins, the Ad, in that they were worshipping idols. They also had a great degree of physical strength. They were big in stature. They were massive in size. And they could carve homes in the mountains. They lived in the northern parts of Saudi Arabia, which is currently known as Madain Salih, and it stretched into areas of Jordan, right into what is called today Petra or Batra. And the Nabataeans are also associated with Petra, but they came long after the Thamud and they re-inhabited those places. And I also mentioned yesterday that if you go today, you'll see those homes are still there. They've carved them in the mountains. And you can see the exquisite design and what kind of strength they must have possessed to be able to have carved houses in the mountains, meaning in the rock, from the rock. The message was similar. Ya qawmi abudullaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. Allah is the one. Wasta'marakum fiha fastaghfiruhu thumma tubu ilayh. Allah settled you in the earth. Turn to Him in repentance. Allah will forgive your repentance. Qalu ya salihu qad kunta fina marjuwan qabla hadha. Salih alayhi salam was a distinguished person, and I explained at length yesterday that every Nabi was distinguished in his community because he was born a muwahid. He was born a monotheist. And every Nabi abstained from the evils of the time. So they said, Salih, we had great hopes in you. We thought you'd become someone special. And now you're coming to us with all these stories. Innama anta min al-musahharin. It looks like you have been bewitched. Somebody has made jadu on you. And I concluded yesterday by explaining how the propaganda tool was used from time immemorial. That when you don't like someone's message, when you don't like what they're calling to, what you don't like what they're standing for, then the easiest thing to do is to demonize them. And today the same thing is happening. Today they're not using the title of sahir or majnoon or shair. They're using the title of terrorist and fundamentalist and jihadist and those kind of titles. Now taking the discussion further, like the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam preached to his people. A very few accepted, the majority rebelled and rejected. And then Salih alayhi salatu wasalam started to age. He started to become old. And he intensified his da'wah because he felt, I don't have too much of time left on earth. And every Nabi was genuinely concerned about his people. You know, a Nabi did not come once off, mention what they needed to mention and say, right, that's it, I've discharged my obligation. No. They didn't just come once and say, listen, you are intelligent people, you can understand the message, I don't have to repeat myself. Worship one Allah, there's no basis for idol worship. And now I'm leaving it to you. They continuously tried. For Nuh alayhi salam, we mentioned 950 years. And in this, there's a lesson for us. Sometimes we tell the kid once, and then the kid doesn't listen, and we want to give up. We feel, no, why must I bother? Why must I continuously say? But that's the system of Allah. That's the nature of life. People don't always listen the first time. People don't always listen the first time. Ask your wife. So you have to tell them repeatedly. And she'll say she has to tell you repeatedly. Where's the milk? Every day I must tell you. And every day you forget. So human nature is such. People need to be constantly told. They need to be coaxed. They need to be cajoled. Sometimes you use the carrot. Sometimes you use the stick. Da'wat. Doing the work of deen is not easy. Doing the work of deen is not easy. There's no magic wand. You don't just come to people and say, do when they do. This is how it's done and that's how they do it. No, people are stubborn, people are rebellious, people are negligent, people are forgetful. The same with children, the same with the elderly. Our own parents, our own grandparents, when they age, They become difficult. They become stubborn. They become finicky. They become hard. They make a mountain out of a molehill. But you need to stick at it for the pleasure of Allah. You need to keep going for the pleasure of Allah. And Salih alayhi salam, like every other Nabi, they had genuine concern. It was not a job. It was a fulfillment of an obligation. Like a father whose son has lost the way. The father doesn't just write the son off because he has love. As much as he gets angry and he gets frustrated and he threatens and he even sometimes ejects the child. Get out, I don't want to see you. I'll take you out of my will. No upland for you. But he still always worries, he's concerned. You know what's happening to my child? Is my child okay? How can I bring him back? How can I get him off drugs? How can I bring him back onto the straight path? So a Nabi had greater love for his people than the father has for the child. That the mother has for the baby. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Allah says with regards to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have sent a Nabi to you from you. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. I have sent a Nabi to you from you. And in another qira'ah, in another dialect, we read, رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفَسِكُمْ. We have sent a Nabi to you from amongst the best of you. Not only is he from you, meaning not only is he an Arab like you, or not only is he human like you, but he's the best of Arabs and he's the best of humans. وَمُحَمَّدٌ بَشَرٌ لَيْسَ كَالْبَشَرِ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a human, but he was not your average human. الْيَاقُوتُ حَجَرٌ لَيْسَ كَالْحَجَرِ. The diamond, the emerald, technically it's a stone, but it's not your average stone. You don't give it the same status as the stone that's lying on the side of the street. So, and then Allah says, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِمَا عَنِتُّمْ. Your difficulties make life hard for him. Harisun alaykum. He worries about you. He's anxious about you. And not when you mean who's, means who? Not only Muslims, non-Muslims as well. Azizun alayhima anittum. Your difficulties are his difficulties. Harisun alaykum. He's worried, always anxious about you. That is the broader ummah, Muslim and non-Muslim. And Muslims in specific, bil mu'mineena ra'ufur rahim. With the believers, he's very soft, he's very tolerant, he's very accommodating, he's very merciful. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, it means I am a means of mercy for every creation of Allah. I have the concern for every ummati like a father has for his son. So this was the concern of Salih alayhi salatu wa salam. So he intensified in his da'wah. You know, like the father calls his son and says, bye. My days are numbered now. My back is hunching. My beard is graying. Now I've got Sasa card. It's no more checkbook. Now it's Sasa card. Now I'm standing in the line for pension. When are you going to listen? When are you going to change your ways? So Salih alayhi salatu wasalam intensified in his da'wah. So his people decided, amen. You know what? Let's change tact. So they said, okay, Salih, here's the deal. If you can do for us one thing, we'll believe in you. So Salih alayhi salam said, what is it? He said, you see that mountain? The rock must split and a pregnant she-camel must emerge. What a ridiculous request. What a ridiculous request. So Salih alayhi salam is like, what kind? I mean, really? Seriously? So they say, yes, show us a miracle. From a dead stone, rock, hard, take out a she-camel. Pregnant, alive. And if you can do that, then we know you mean business. You the man. So Salih alayhi salatu wasalam makes dua to Allah. And Allah makes the rock split. And the she-camel comes out. Pregnant. And you know what they say in English? Be careful what you wish for. Because now, this was a camel with a hell of an appetite. They have, if you go to Madain Salih, and I'll talk about this in the coming talks inshallah, you'll see they have a spot there, wallah alam, they say this is where the well was. So they had many sources of water. They had springs, they had rivers, but their well was their main source. So Salih alayhi salatu wasalam said, هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ. This is the camel, the special one that Allah sent. You wanted it. This was the sign. تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ. Let it eat. Don't hassle it. Because if you interfere with this camel, then the punishment of Allah is going to come. You see, when you ask for an extraordinary sign, then Allah cuts the respite short. Normally Allah gives you a lot of time to take heed, to change your life. But when you want to, you know, as they say, when you want to be vase, when you want to be smart, when you say, no, I want to see things that are extraordinary, then Allah says, okay, if I give it to you and now, if you don't believe, after I showed you the sign, then the punishment will be hastened. So Salih alayhi salam told him, the camel came. When the camel came, they split into two groups. Many said, hey, you know what? A man's word is his honor. We told him, if he can produce that camel, which is impossible, and he produced it, then indeed he's a Nabi. So a lot of them accepted the faith. But the others, they broke. فَإِذَاهُمْ, the Quran says, فَإِذَاهُمْ فَرِيقَانِ يَخْتَصِمُونَ. Now they broke into two groups. Those who supported him and those who were against him. Now Salih alayhi salam knew what was the agenda of the people who were against him. He said, be careful. This is the camel of Allah. Don't interfere with it. لَهَا شِرْبٌ وَلَكُمْ شِرْبُ يَوْمٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Okay, so it's got a hell of an appetite. This camel, when it used to go to the well, one shot it drank all the water in the well. Now it took a whole lot of time for the water to flow from the other sources, from the springs and the rivers, back into the well. So these people were getting upset. So Salih alayhi salam told him, okay, this is a schedule, a timetable, right? One day the camel will drink, the next day you drink. But the day when you drinking and the camel is not drinking, you can milk the camel. So you can still derive benefit from it. But this system was not working for them. Because they were like, hey, this camel came here and disrupted our whole schedule here. We have to wait every second day only we can draw water from the well and we can drink water from the well. So they started plotting to kill the camel. Against the warning of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam that you asked for this camel and Allah sent it. هذه ناقة الله كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها. This is the camel of Allah. Let it drink. They didn't listen. Now they decided they want to kill the camel. But no one had the guts. No one had the guts. Because they, you know, deep down they knew that this was a Nabi of Allah. And no one wanted to take the chance of saying, okay, I'm going to kill the camel and maybe then the punishment descends on me. So what they did, one of the oldest tricks in the book, they took the two smartest women, young, beautiful, captivating in their looks, and they said, whoever kills the camel, your prize, these two women. An-nisa'u haba'ilu shaytan. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a woman is the net of shaytan. This is not a criticism of a woman, it's a criticism of man. That, oh man, when it comes to a woman, you go weak at the knees. When it comes to a woman, you go weak at the knees. You lose yourself. You become vulnerable, you succumb to temptation. It's not her fault. Allah put that alluring nature into her. It's your fault. You need to control yourself. So two youngsters, you know, they had a lot of josh. Their blood was boiling. The hormones were supercharged. So they said, no, we'll take the risk. We're going to kill the camel. The one's name was Mizdar and the other's name was Qidar. Mizdar and Qidar, something like that. But anyway, these two youngsters, they went. The one chopped the leg. So, فَعَقَرُ النَّاقَ. It hamstrung the camel. And the other one then slaughtered it and killed it. And then Salih alayhi salatu wasalam told them, 3 days. ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّام. 3 days. Within 3 days, Allah is going to destroy you. But imagine you are put on notice. You are told 3 days. And even though they were told 3 days, they still mocked. They still scoffed. They didn't want to listen. He told them, تَمَتَّعُوا فِي دَارِكُمْ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ ذَلِكَ وَعْدٌ غَيْرُ مَكْذُوبٍ. Stay in your homes 3 days. Then the punishment of Allah is coming. And this is the truth. There's no lie. They laughed at him. They told him, what punishment? Your whole life you're talking about punishment. We killed the camel. Nothing happened. Where's the punishment? Why must we wait for 3 days? Then after 3 days, the punishment of Allah arrived. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.